The Great Congregation, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying in the land of the Sakyans, near Kapilavatthu in the Great Wood, together with a large sangha of around 500 mendicants, all of whom were perfected ones. And most of the deities from 10 solar systems had gathered to see the Buddha and the sangha of mendicants. Then 4 deities of the pure abodes, aware of what was happening, thought, "Why don't we go to the Buddha and each recite a verse in his presence?" Then, as easily as a strong person would extend or contract their arm, they vanished from the pure abodes and reappeared in front of the Buddha. They bowed to the Buddha and stood to one side. Standing to one side, one deity recited this verse in the Buddha's presence. "There's a great congregation in the woods, a host of gods have assembled. We've come to this righteous congregation to see the invincible Sangha." Then another deity recited this verse in the Buddha's presence. "The mendicants there are immersed in samadhi. They've straightened out their own minds. Like a charioteer who has taken the reins, the astute ones protect their senses." Then another deity recited this verse in the Buddha's presence. "Having cut the stake and cut the bar, they're unstirred, with boundary pillar uprooted. They live pure and immaculate, the young dragons tamed by the seer." Then another deity recited this verse in the Buddha's presence. "Anyone who has gone to the Buddha for refuge won't go to a plane of loss. After giving up this human body, they swell the hosts of gods." Then the Buddha said to the mendicants, "Mendicants, most of the deities from 10 solar systems have gathered to see the Realized One and the Mendicant Sangha. The Buddhas of the past had, and the Buddhas of the future will have, gatherings of deities that are at most like the gathering for me now. I shall declare the names of the heavenly hosts. I shall extol the names of the heavenly hosts. I shall teach the names of the heavenly hosts. Listen and pay close attention. I will speak." "Yes, sir," they replied. The Buddha said this: "I shall invoke a paean of praise. Where the earth gods dwell, there, in mountain caves, resolute and composed, dwell many like lonely lions who have mastered their fears. Their minds are bright and pure, clear and undisturbed. The teacher knew that over 500 were in the wood at Kapilavatthu. Therefore he addressed the disciples who love the teaching. The heavenly hosts have come forth, mendicants. You should be aware of them. Those monks became keen, hearing the Buddha's instruction. Knowledge manifested in them, seeing those non-human beings. Some saw 100, 1,000, even 70,000, while some saw 100,000 non-human beings. But some saw an endless number, spread out in every direction. And all that was known and distinguished by the seer. Therefore he addressed the disciples who loved the teaching. The heavenly hosts have come forth, mendicants. You should be aware of them. I shall extol them for you with lyrics in proper order. There are 7,000 spirits, earth gods of Kapilavatthu. They're powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. From the Himalayas, there are 6,000 spirits of different colours. They're powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. From Satagira, there are 3,000 spirits of different colours. They're powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. And thus there are 16,000 spirits of different colours. They're powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. From Wesimita there are 500 spirits of different colours. They're powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. rejoicing they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. And there's come Mira of Rajagaha, whose home is on Mount Wepula, attended by more than 100,000 spirits. Kambira of Rajagaha also came to the meeting in the wood. King Dattaratta rules the eastern quarter. Lord of the fairies, he's a great king, glorious. And he has many mighty sons, all of them named Inda. They're powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. King Wirulha rules the southern quarter. Lord of the goblins. He's a great king, glorious. And he has many mighty sons, all of them named Inda. They're powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. King Wirupaka rules the western quarter. Lord of the dragons, he's a great king, glorious. And he has many mighty sons, all of them named Inda. They're powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. King Kuwera rules the northern quarter. Lord of spirits, he's a great king, glorious. And he has many mighty sons, all of them named Inda. They're powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. Dattaratta in the east, Wirulha to the south, Wirupaka to the west, and Kuwera in the north. These four great kings all around in the four quarters stood there dazzling in the wood at Kapalawatu. Their deceitful bond servants came, so treacherous and crafty, the deceivers Kutendu, Witendu, with Witucha and Wituda, and Kandana and Kamasetta, Kinukhandu and Nigandu, Panada and Opamanya, and Martali, the god's charioteer. Chittasena, the fairy, came too, and the kings Nala and Janusapa, as well as Panyachasika, Timbaru, and Suryavachasa. These and other kings there were, the fairies with their kings. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. Then came dragons from Nabhasa and Wesali with the Tachukas. The Kambalas and Asataras came from Payaga with their kin. From Yamuna, the Dattaratta dragons came, so glorious. And Erawana, the great dragon, also came to the meeting in the wood. Those who seize the dragon kings by force, divine, twice-born birds with piercing vision, swoop down to the wood from the sky. Their name is Rainbow Phoenix. But the dragon kings remained fearless, for the Buddha kept them safe from the phoenixes. Introducing each other with gentle words, the dragons and phoenixes took the Buddha as their refuge. Defeated by Vajrahatta, the demons live in the ocean. They're brothers of Vasava, powerful and glorious. There's the terrifying Kala Kanjas, the Dana Vaikasa demons, Vipachiti and Suchiti, Paharada with Namuchi, and 100 of Bali's sons, all named after Werucha. Bali's army armed themselves and went up to the auspicious Rahu, saying, "Now is the time, sir, for the meeting of mendicants in the wood." The gods of water and earth and fire and wind came there, the Varuna and Varuna gods, and Soma together with Yasa. A host of the gods of love and compassion came, so glorious. These 10 hosts of gods shone in all different colours. They are powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. Then Wenhu and Sahali gods and Asama and the twin Yamas came. The gods living on the moon came with the moon before them. The gods living on the sun came with the sun before them. And with the stars before them came the silly gods of clouds. And Sakka came, the stronghold giver, known as Vasava, the best of the Vasus. These 10 hosts of gods shone in all different colours. They're powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. Then came the Sahabhu gods, blazing like a crested flame, and the Aritakas and Rochas too, and the gods hued blue as flax, the Varunas and Sahadamas, the Achutas and Anejakas, the Suleyas and Ruchiras all came, as did the Vasa Vanesi gods. These 10 hosts of gods shone in all different colours. They're powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. The Samanas, the Mahasamanas, Manusas and Manusutamas all came, and the gods depraved by play and those who are malevolent. Then came the Hari gods and the Lohita Vasis, the Paragas and the Mahaparagas came, such glorious gods. These 10 hosts of gods shone in all different colours. They're powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. The Sukhas, Karumhas, and Arunas came along with the Wekhanasas, and the Odata Gehas came as chiefs of the Wichakana gods. The Sadarmatas and the Haragachas and the glorious Misakas. Pajuna came thundering, he who reigns on all quarters. These 10 hosts of gods shone in all different colours. They're powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. The Kemyas, Tusitas, Yamas, and the glorious Katakas came, the Lambitakas, Lamasetas, those called the Jyotis and Asavas. The gods who loved to create came too, and those who delight in the creations of others. These 10 hosts of gods shone in all different colours. They're powerful and brilliant, so beautiful and glorious. Rejoicing, they've come forth to the meeting of mendicants in the wood. These 60 hosts of gods shone in all different colours. They came in order of their names, these and others likewise, thinking, we shall see those rid of rebirth, kind, the undefiled ones who have crossed the flood, and the dragon who brought them across, who, like the moon, has overcome darkness. Subrahama and Paramatta came, with sons of those powerful ones. Sanang Kumara and Tissa also came to the meeting in the wood. Of 1,000 Brahma realms, the great Brahma stands forth. He has risen, resplendent, his formidable body so glorious. The 10 Isaras came there, each one of them wielding power, and in the middle of them came Harita with his following. When they had all come forth, the gods with their lord and the Brahmas, Mara's army came forth too. See the stupidity of the Dark Lord. Come, seize them and bind them, he said. Let them be bound by desire. Surround them on all sides. Don't let any escape. And so there the great general sent forth his dark army. He struck the ground with his fist to make a horrifying sound, like a storm cloud shedding rain, thundering and flashing. But then he retreated, furious, out of control. And all that was known and distinguished by the seer. Therefore he addressed the disciples who loved the teaching, Mara's army has arrived, mendicants. You should be aware of them. Those monks became keen, hearing the Buddha's instruction. The army fled from those free of passion, and not a single hair was stirred. All are triumphant in battle, so fearless and glorious. They rejoice with all the spirits, the disciples well known among men.